Find Todd and Tyler on Facebook, Twitter X, and Instagram. You're mindlessly scrolling anyway. Why not check us out? This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Next week, we got, Rachel will be here. Who else, man?
Gary Curtis will be here on Monday.
All right, cool.
And then Tyrell will be here on Wednesday, Rachel on Tuesday. We're going to finally air our interview with Bob Odenkirk.
Yeah, that was good.
And Cal Penn is going to be calling later on next week.
That's another five-day work week, right?
It is, unfortunately. Us, yeah. But I think we got a four-day one after
that. Memorial
Day
weekend after that, isn't it?
Yeah, Memorial Day weekend's coming up.
All right, cool. Yeah. We're here for you, though, every day. 100%.
Well, physically.
Austin Anderson with us this morning. Craziest divorce demands ever revealed, including how a toaster oven unraveled a $20 million divorce. People were a little, what's the word I'm looking at?
Petty?
Insane? Petty. Yeah. Vindictive?
Yeah. Insane? Yeah.
Combative?
Yeah, well, I could
make we kind of talked about this a few weeks ago, you know, insane divorce demands, you know, dumb things that people fought over in a divorce.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. While divorce remains a defining force in American life, more than 1.8 million people split in 2023 alone. The battle for control, resentment, manipulation, or revenge. Yeah.
Or all of those.
Was there any attempt made in your situation to secure your fog hat?
No.
Not a bone of contention.
Right. No, the actual hat?
Yes.
No, no. That was a gift given to me by a good listener friend of mine. Yeah.
So
if it's a gift given to you, you're allowed to keep that.
Yeah, in my divorce, there was no petty.
You keep the engagement ring, I'll keep the fog hat.
Yeah, there was no petty argument over really anything.
No, I didn't have that. We had some money stuff, but not petty stuff over little crap, you know. And we didn't really, you know, we had enough photos of the kids. They were pretty much split down the middle and that kind of stuff. I mean, actual photos on the wall, I mean, that kind of thing. Yeah.
We
don't really fight over that stuff.
How does it work with like the digital cloud now? Do people retain access to that, or does that become limited?
I don't even know what that means. I
mean, let's say everybody has an Apple ID, and like all your photos and stuff are shared to the cloud. And if there's contention and you don't want somebody to have access, I wonder if that comes up.
Yeah, what do you have up there, though? I mean, you talk about, like, videos of each other naked, that kind of stuff?
Well, Dad, or even just,
family photos.
But
I don't know.
You probably don't want them to have access to that moving forward.
I don't know. I'd hold my phone, though, like a bomb trigger. I'd be like, I'll press the delete button. I will do it right there in the negotiations.
In the negotiations, right.
Christie's ex was being petty about some albums.
Yeah, but remember she called and told us she ended up getting those all back.
Right, you know, because he passed away. He died, and then he gave the albums to his son, and then his son said...
Do you want this garbage?
Yeah, I don't want any of these albums, and gave them to his mom.
Listen to this. At one point, we were debating the value of a half bottle of dish soap that was left under the kitchen sink.
Man, that's insane.
That's just insane. Because somebody should just say, oh, you can have that, and then move on. Yeah.
Well, it's dish soap. It's garbage. Well, they cite in here in a client's dispute over a beloved wooden spoon, apparently a family heirloom.
Hanging on the wall?
A big one on the wall. Right.
That would accidentally get caught in a fire.
Right.
But I mean,
here's the one.
I'd burn the spoon.
This is not even necessarily petty, because unless it's people are doing it. Oh, I saw a story about this. It ended up a good story. But in many divorces, pets become the central point of emotional warfare. Because they know that somebody might like it more than them, so they want to not give them the pet.
Yeah, even if they don't like the dog, they know you do.
Yeah,
so
they're just going to get the dog and abuse it.
They had. Why you beat me? You love this dog the whole time. You start beating it because your wife loved it, right?
Yeah. Nick, in one case, a couple spent more time testifying over the ownership of a small box turtle than they did dividing the assets of the horses, which were valued over $1 million.
Sounds like there's more than one horse, only one turtle.
What if she wants the Kiss records?
Turtles are priceless.
Well, I'd say, if my wife were to be like, I think I would just be like, I'm sorry, make whatever,
Not the Kiss records, though.
Well, they can get more Kiss records.
I don't think you'd say you're sorry. If she was responsible for it, you wouldn't say you're
sorry. Well, if she left, we've talked about this on here before. Yeah, she was like, about like, it could be one of up to 200 things. I apologize.
There's so much to choose from.
Right. Like, yeah, and then I could go get another Ace Frehley solo album. Like,
you could, actually, right. Never thought about that.
The one I have does have the poster in it. That might be hard to find.
But some guy got the dog. I read this story just the other day. Some guy got the dog in a split up. I don't know if they're married or not. And he took it to the Humane Society to have it put down.
Oh dude, God. I was just going to say that as a joke. What a dark man.
And the woman broke in and stole the dog.
Good for her.
And I think, I don't even know that they charged her.
Yeah. Well, yeah, he was just going to kill a dog out of spite. I mean, that's true. Yeah, that's
you're a brutal, horrible person.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I forget what town it was. You reported on it yesterday. A city in Alabama that was shooting stray dogs.
Morocco.
Morocco.
Oh,
the whole country of Morocco is shooting stray dogs for the World Cup 4 years from now.
Damn, how many dogs do they have? They got to get a four-year start.
That's what we thought, too.
That is nuts.
They estimated in 4 years that they may kill up to 3 million dogs.
Whoa. There's that many dogs running around?
Apparently.
But it's the videos, I shouldn't say that I saw a still shot of a guy walking up with tactical gear, aiming a gun at the back of this just dog's head just sitting in the street somewhere.
Is that a real thing?
Yeah, it is real. Yeah.
He's dressed up for war? They don't have hands.
Oh, no. There was a proposal in the town of Sylacauga, Alabama.
What do they want?
To shoot stray dogs.
Oh, man.
With a 22 caliber rifle. And they debated about it for a while and decided not to.
Good idea.
Good move. I'm surprised.
Right. There was a town in the U.S. like a while back that was overrun with cats, and they got in trouble because they were just like filling bags up with cats and throwing them into a river.
Oh, God.
Man.
That's so brutal, man.
It is brutal.
Everybody loves pets. Yeah.
But dogs more than cats.
Yeah. Yeah, people love them both.
Yeah, but even if you're in that town, it's overrun. Like, you can't trust the guy that's just bagging up cats and throwing them in a river. Like, you can't talk to that guy anymore.
You can't be.
There's obviously something deeply wrong.
Oh, my God. He's the worst person in the world.
I had a coworker once that nonchalantly told me there were kittens born on her land, and she couldn't handle the kittens, and she put them in a pillowcase and heard them cry from the creek that she'd tossed them in.
Whoa, dude.
Yeah, and she was just like, she was telling me she's going to Hobby Lobby for something. It was just like,
just
very
nonchalant.
Nonchalant.
And then they cried.
That sounds like a lamb's crap right there.
That girl grew up to be the governor of South Dakota. Yeah.
When did you work with Christy Gnome, man?
Wow. Tell me you never talked to her again.
Christy Gnome's husband just has boobs filled with cats.
I would actually use the C-bomb. You evil C-bomb, I would say.
I was
blown
away.
Well, that's insane because if it's a big property, like,
and she described
the cats live, they'll die. Like, they'll take its course.
First of all, if it's a big property, feral cats just live. They just live and eat.
Dude.
Yeah, there's my sisters. They have some land behind their condo, and there's two or three cats that just kind of live in their yard.
I've seen those cats.
I have cats watching me from the woods all the time.
Yeah.
I'm not like,
you're not going out
get
to
over
kill
here.
Them.
I'm gonna put you in my creek.
Yeah. Exactly.
She could claim to be an animal lover, is like obsessed with her dog.
She's a horrible person.
She's got a darkness inside.
She would also eat a pound of raw beef for lunch. On occasion.
Raw beef? Wow. Yeah, she's a...
What the hell is wrong with this?
She would just peel the thing open and put some salt and pepper on there and just...
God, she's filled with worms. That's why. So many worms in her brain.
Wow.
Who eats raw meat?
Was she hot?
No.
Oh, dude.
Of course she was.
She smelled like rancid meat.
That was the easiest question ever.
She did have...
That was rhetorical.
She did have a really large... breasts.
Oh.
And there was, we would have these delivery.
I love how you figured out how to say what.
We had a driver once that came in, because we were like, we'd send deliveries out, and this guy would come in and kind of flirt with her, and once he just goes, "You've got a mighty healthy chest." That's an
Who is
way.
This guy? Was he 70?
Was he talking to her or you?
Was he? Was he an
did
old
she
guy?
Describe,
he was probably like 60.
And did she describe it that way? She heard him crying as they float down the river?
Yeah, well, she said she just put him in with a rock. Like, she put a rock in this pillowcase.
That's heartbreaking. Yeah.
That's what kids said to me in middle school. You got a healthy chest. Mighty healthy.
Well, it was accentuated by the wet T-shirt in the pool.
Yeah. Yes, it was. I'm just glad my nipples are regular sized. Because if you're fat with huge nipples, it's just like, you got to get them removed.
Like the salami?
Yeah, no salamis.
I think there's an actor with big nipples. He's a famous
John
actor.
John C. Reilly?
Does he have big nipples?
I don't know.
Tom Cruise?
I don't think it's Cruise.
Just has huge nipples.
Yeah, he pushes googly in this.
That's why he has this complex.
Actors with big nipples.
No, it's not a guy, though.
Yeah, we like, do guys.
Yeah, and they're actually more like bigger than a silver dollar, like really big, man. Maybe I dreamt
that's
that.
Circus.
I never know what we're going to Google up material. Here, but male actors with big nipples.
I'm already there. Several male celebrities and actors have been humorously or specifically noted in media and online discussions for having large areolas or nipples.
Yeah, the areolas is what I mean.
Frequently
you
mentioned names include Taylor Lautner, Justin Bieber.
That's him.
Yeah.
It's Taylor Lautner, I remember. Yeah.
Dave Franco, Jared Leto, Conan O'Brien.
Wow.
Apparently, Conan has admitted to having "quote unquote" hubcap-sized areolas.
That's hilarious.
When does he ever have his shirt off? Yeah. The other guys are actors.
He never has. He probably looks like a sack of paste.
Yeah. A sack of paste.
A sack of paste.
Is there an image of Conan O'Brien topless anywhere on the internet?
I haven't gotten there yet.
I can't handle that whiteness.
I'm googling that now.
Apparently, Vin Diesel and Ryan Reynolds both are rumored to have large nipples as well,
but we've seen Vin Diesel.
Yeah, he's had his shirt off in a couple skits. Yeah, they're not that big. He's got a little man boobs, right. Though. Yeah,
we didn't ask Fat Ryan when he was here about the size of his nipples, so he could be fat and small nippled.
This is more about hair than nipples. Oh, but my wife will not watch. Like, she hates Will Ferrell. She won't watch any movies with him. And I said, why? I'm like, why won't you? Like, he's hilarious. And she's like, if pubes were a person, they would be Will Ferrell. I just said,
he's on SNL tomorrow night.
She might want to
Him and McCartney?
Yeah.
McCartney, right. I was watching him, McCartney, and the little Hispanic guy.
Marcelo?
Yeah. They're the three introducing what's coming this weekend. Yeah. On YouTube, you can catch like 10 right in a row. They all did. They're all pretty funny.
Elf at your house?
Elf is the only one because my son loves it. But she doesn't normally. She usually leaves.
If
old
pubes
school,
were
man.
A person, it's very
old
funny.
Old school, nothing, man. If pubes were a person, they'd be...
I now understand why you two are married.
Yes.
Yeah,
she is funny.
She is funny. Austin Anderson with us. Come on back.
This is the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.